Hello, and a big welcome to our newest episode of the Inspired Souls podcast with Helen Pinkett. Hello, everyone, and I would like to say a big hello to Geraldine Crane. Oh, I should say, welcome back.
Yeah.
Your second time coming on the podcast, and I'm so excited to talk to you again.
Yeah, I'm honored to get invited back again. It's great.
Oh, well, we were just thinking that it's been nearly 2 years, I think,
It's got to
since
be
we
nearly.
last, yeah, which the time has gone by so quickly, hasn't it?
Really quickly, yeah.
And you've been a busy lady.
Yeah, quite a lot has changed.
Yeah.
Things
Yeah.
have evolved, let's put it that way, yeah.
Definitely, definitely evolved. So for everyone who's listening, Geraldine is a serene spiritual empowerment guide, and Geraldine's going to give us an overview in a moment of what she does and what that actually means, and also about her journey. But if you would like to find out a little bit more in depth, you can go back and listen to our very first podcast that we did. Well, actually, I'm going to put the link in the comments, so you can, if you want to listen to both of them, you can go and listen to the first one and then come back and listen to the second one, because this is kind of part two of the journey, if you like. So, Geraldine, it's so nice to see you. I know that we're connected and we see each other regularly. And it's just so exciting to have you back here today and to talk and to share more, because so much of your journey resonates with me as well. And yeah, I just think you're doing amazing, amazing work. And having worked with you myself as well, having had a hypnotherapy session, which was incredible. I'm definitely due for another one, I reckon.
I was going to say that was a while ago, 90.
It was, yeah, gosh, we've both evolved a lot since
Yeah,
that
so much.
time. Amazing. So would you like to just tell the listeners a little bit about your journey?
So I work with women who have had a difficult or a toxic relationship with their mothers, and so have what we call mother wounds. And those mother wounds can really show themselves as things like people pleasing, not really trusting in your own judgment, sometimes not really knowing who you are, because when you've had a difficult relationship with your mother from being born, you can have been told you're one thing and actually not know who you really are. So there's a lot of issues around that, a lot of issues around anxiety and really being able to make your own decisions without having to ask other people's opinions all the time, that feeling of responsibility for other people's well-being, putting everybody else first because you feel like you need to fix things for everybody else, and it's a really heavy weight you can carry around. So I work with women to release themselves of that, to really reconnect with who they are, reconnect with their own inner divinity. So realizing they are a spiritual being having a human experience and the power that that brings, but also connecting them with their spirit guides, because your spirit guides are a source of wisdom and support, but also of incredible, pure, unadulterated, undiluted, unconditional love. And that in itself can bring deep healing, because quite often, if you have had a toxic parent in any way, that unconditional love has perhaps not been there. So it's another source to get that from. But more importantly, it's a source to enable you to give yourself that unconditional love and really realize how much you are deserving of compassion, kindness, the tenderness that likely most of the women I work with are highly sensitive, heart-centered, empathic, beautiful souls, but they give all this to other people and don't give it to themselves. So it's working on helping them to really develop that beautiful, loving, kind, compassionate relationship with themselves. And when they do that and really start to know their worth, you also notice that the relationships around them start to change. They start to repel the unhealthy ones and start to attract beautiful, supportive, kind people into their lives. And with some relationships, it's more of because they're saying, I deserve respect. I deserve to be treated a certain way. People do start to change the way they treat them. Like you showing people, this is how I deserve to be treated. So yeah. I do this work through coaching and through hypnotherapy. Sometimes there's some past life regression. Through the hypnotherapy, there's a lot of connecting you with your spirit guides and undoing some of the programming. So there's quite a lot to the way that I work with people. I also use card readings and just to really plug in with your spirit guides. And sometimes past loved ones come through, which is really powerful as well. So it's quite a big way that I work with people. But over, I would say, since we last spoke, I've developed my own model of working, and it's called the Serene Way. So I am working on bringing this in a group fashion. It's coming out in January. I'm working on a way of doing this. So you don't have to come and work one-to-one with me, but the Serene Way is where we work through certain principles. So the first is stillness, knowing that you need to get still to really reconnect with yourself. You need to get still to really connect with your inner divinity, to hear your guides. If you don't get still, you'll miss it. So the real importance of stillness. Then we look at emotions. So I'm following the word serene, you'll notice, with these initials.
I love it.
Yeah. So the next one is emotions, and it's learning that your emotions are a fabulous indicator for what you're thinking, and that indicates what you're believing. And it's learning not to try and think positively, but to challenge those beliefs and to work with your emotions. Know that they're trying to show you something, they're teaching you something. So rather than resisting, working with them. Then we look at reconnection, and a lot of this is connecting with your spirit guides, but also reconnection with who am I, and really reconnecting you with your higher self, and doing a lot of that through hypnosis.
Yeah.
And then we look at energy. So looking at how we are energetic beings, this is where we talk about some of the Abraham Hicks ideas around us being energy, but also how we can protect our energy, how we can be really careful not to give it away to people unnecessarily, and really take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we look at the power of now, being in the present moment, how we're giving your energy away, thinking about the past or worrying about imagined futures, and really getting present, and ways you can do that.
Yeah.
And then we look at empowerment. So empowerment is really, through hypnosis generally, finding out what are the blocks to you really loving yourself and releasing yourself of those.
Yeah.
So they're the main principles I work around. You know, we tend to move around it a lot. Another principle I bring in a lot is the understanding that we are experiencing our thoughts, not our circumstances. We live in our thinking. Yeah. So two people can go through the exact same experience, but experience the same circumstances and experience it completely differently.
Yeah.
So could be in the same car crash. One gets over it. They're fine. I'm safe. It was just an accident. Won't happen again. I'm okay. So they're living in that thinking. So they feel safe and they move on.
Yeah.
The other person is, oh my God, I can't get in a car. I don't feel safe. You know, it could happen again. Because they're living in that thinking, are actually then dealing with trauma. Mm. And it's helping you to understand that means, while circumstances are harder to change, your thinking actually is completely within your power. And it's then looking at what beliefs are causing that thinking. And working that way. So they're the principles that come into the way I work, and it's really all come together now since we last spoke, of just really understanding exactly how, the principles that I'm bringing to people, and it, just watching the peace it brings, and that peace then floods out to the relationships around them, and it's gorgeous. I love it.
What a difference it makes. And of course, you continue to do your own inner work as well.
The more
you do yourself, the more that shines.
Because I know if you listen to the previous recording, that the reason I do this work is I I used to work as a probation officer, and then I worked in, I've done some work in substance misuse, but then I went to work in domestic violence. And as I was doing this work, I was also happening to see a counsellor at the same time, because I'd struggled with anxiety most of my life. And she'd started to help me see how harmful my relationship with my mother was. But as I started also doing the work around domestic violence, and one of the exercises you do when you first work with somebody that's come away from an abusive relationship is to help them to understand all the different forms that abuse and toxic behavior can take. Mm-hmm. So not just the obvious ones of physical abuse, but the coercion, the control, isolation, manipulation, all those things that can actually be quite subtle.
Yeah.
And as I worked through these with other people, I started going, oh, my mum does that to me. My mum's done that to me. Oh, I'm still going through this. Unluckily, at the time, I had a boss who was just like, oh, no, she's your mum. She loves you. And this is what we come up against a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, if you listed the things that somebody had done to you and you say it's a boyfriend, people are like, no, you've got to dump him, you've got to go. But if you say, well, that's my mother.
Yes.
Oh, well, she loves you. You can't dishonor. You must honor your mother. You must. And there's this pressure, especially as women, I think, to have a loving, deep respect for your mother, to honor her, to put her needs first. Yeah. And if that is costing you your peace, then the price is too high.
Yeah.
And it's my passion and drive to get people talking about this and to give women permission to put boundaries in place. I'm not saying you should cut contact with your mother. You know, there's times where, that it was necessary for me and I haven't regretted it for a day.
Yeah.
But for other people, there are ways of managing it. You know, I do work with some clients to help them to have that relationship with their mother, but to do it so they look after themselves through it.
Yeah. Every situation is different.
Yeah, but it's because of my own personal experience with it and because of the healing journey that I went through. Because when it is your mom, that programming runs deep. It's been there all your life.
Yes.
So, you know, I was talking the other day within my, I have a Facebook group, which is beautiful. It's full of the most amazing women. Mm. And I talk very frankly about my own healing journey because it is ongoing.
Yes. Yeah.
So I shared a post the other day about parentification, which is it's quite a subtle form of abuse that can come from mainly like covert narcissistic parents. Mm-hmm. They're the parents who really think the world is against them and they put themselves in victimhood all the time. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, they ask you to prioritize their well-being. They want you to take care of them. They want you to fix things for them.
Yeah.
You know, and they put... Yeah. They can put pressure on you to look after siblings. They can put pressure on you to certainly look after their well-being. For me, I was putting, I had to take care of my mum when she was self-harming, you know, which was deeply traumatic.
Yeah,
she would
you were young, weren't
you? Yeah, very young. I was, when she started sharing, dealing with stuff like that, I mean, from the earliest, I remember 8 having to deal with things like that, but more around 12.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another way it can come through is I was her confidant. Mm. So she shared her deepest emotions, her deepest fears, things that you should protect a child from.
Yeah.
She would share with me her experiences of sexual abuse as a child. And, you know, whilst I have all the sympathy and care about that, that is not something you share with a child. Mm. Certainly not in the detail that I was given it, because it causes passive trauma.
Yeah.
And it gave me a responsibility to protect and take care of her, you know, where it shouldn't be that way. And it was when I had my own children that I suddenly went, oh my God.
Yeah.
I would never share that kind of stuff with my kids. Yeah. I did have emotional meltdowns and was having times where it was really difficult. And I did everything I could to protect my children from that.
Yeah.
And so parentification is one of those really subtle ones that I often help people process and end up saying to clients over and over again, you are not responsible. You are not responsible, because they feel responsible for fixing everything for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's removing that weight and letting them know you're not, and that it is okay to put your needs first, to take care of you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned that you becoming a parent yourself,
mm-hmm.
did that bring about huge realizations as well when you thought, hang on a minute, that wasn't right?
Yeah, it was a massive eye-opener. And then sometimes watching her maybe try and do some of this stuff to my kids. So just really subtle things, like she would want, you know, give me a hug. I need a hug. I need a cuddle.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
This isn't about you and what you need. Yeah. They were toddlers at the time, and it was just like, maybe they need to go and play. Maybe. There was times where my son would be going on and on about his, just, you know, going on about his granddad's wonderful. And she would, you know, she just on one occasion was like, he doesn't deserve that. And whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. You don't put your relationship issues onto my child, as yeah. she did with me. And it was just like, yeah. no. And I was very firm, like, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was alarm bells ringing on, oh, I need to protect my children as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you're dealing with deep mother wounds like that, it really does affect your other relationships in your life. So I wasn't being the mother to my children I knew I could be. I'm going to be really honest here. I had times with my daughter who's really struggling. She's autistic and she has learning disabilities. And about the time that I cut contact with my mum was about the time she was just getting her diagnosis. So before that, I didn't really know.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what was going on. And she could be very difficult. She could be quite violent. She's not now, bless her, but she was then, because she was not knowing how to process stuff.
Yeah.
So she was very difficult to handle, and I would lose my temper and literally pick her up and throw her on a sofa, on a bed, you know, and never hurt her, but things I am not proud of. You know, I treated her in ways that if I could reverse it, I would in a second.
Yeah.
You know, but I realized that I had to cut out this negative energy in my life because I couldn't heal. It's like swimming in poison. And I'm not saying my mother was pure poison. She wasn't, but the relationship was for me at that point. And it's just, if I wanted to be the mother I knew I could be, I knew I had it in me.
Yeah.
I had to change things. And that,
and it
was the hardest thing I've ever done, really was, the emotional roller coaster. However, it sent me on the most epic healing journey.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah.
And I've met amazing people along the way, you being one of them. And, you know, attracted, when you remove that kind of negative energy out of your life, you attract so much more beautiful. And I've met the most amazing, particularly women, because of the, you know, I mainly work with women. Just amazing, inspiring souls have just come into my life. And I can't regret it, not for a second.
No, and it's so true that the deepest pain and the deepest trauma that we go through is the catalyst for the healing journey.
And that's it. I think once you start putting a purpose to it, you know, giving your pain a purpose, really focusing, like, you know, I always talk about gifts wrapped in sandpaper, which comes from Lisa Nichols, or I now tend to extend it to diamonds wrapped in sandpaper. If you keep focusing on the sandpaper, that's all you'll feel is the sandpaper. You know, if you keep in victimhood of, this is all happening to me. If you can get to the point where this is all happening for me, there is a reason for this, there is a purpose, there is learning here, then it changes everything.
Yes.
And it does help you to get to a point of acceptance. Like, a lot of people come to me about, how do I forgive my mum? And I'm just like, don't worry about that just yet. That'll come. But focus on accepting that it happened. Accept that she is who she is, and she possibly is not able to change or not willing. It's not about her. It's about you, and it's about accepting that this has happened. And okay, what can I take from it? What can I learn from it? How can I change it? How can I stop the cycle?
Yes. Yeah.
Wounds. Yeah.
That's
and
true.
it's It's powerful. It changes all your relationships. My relationship with my husband has improved. My relationship, I've got relationships with relatives that I was pretty isolated from, that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Yeah, it really does. And it's such a courageous, a brave thing to talk about. And to do, to make that change, to release that kind of energy from your life. Because as you say, we you know, we're under pressure to have these wonderful relationships with our mothers and do what our mothers say, and you know, matriarch family, all that kind of thing. And it's yeah, kind of to, it's very brave to be able to step out and say, okay, this is what I've done. And you're inspiring many, many women to do the same, or to look at that, or to, you know, to accept and to realize that this is actually going on.
Thank you. It's one of the things that it does take a lot of guts to share. Yeah. And there is still moments where I go, oh my God, you know, there is part of you of, oh, she will be seeing this. Like people have said to me, do you think she's aware? Absolutely, I think she is.
Yeah.
And there is a part of me that doesn't want to cause her any pain, but this isn't about her. And I've been very blessed that because of my relationship with my spirit guides, I can meditate on these things, and they're like, no, she kind of needs to see this. She needs to know, because this is her learning journey. And if you try and protect her again by not telling this stuff, you're disempowering her from her learning.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, and it's also that this is my path. This is about me, my healing, and for me also greatly about enabling other people to heal from it too. Like I'm so passionate. It's funny, isn't it, how you get people talk left, right and center about maybe they've got a shitty father or an absent father. That's all right to talk about, but unless your mother has been deeply cruel or completely negligent, you know, not present, you can't really say anything bad about them. I mean, Mother's Day, if you've had a bad relationship with your mum, Mother's Day can be awful, because all you see is people praising their mothers, as they should, you know. That can be so triggering and so painful. And sometimes it's, you know, you'll see all these posts about honor your mother, you know you'll only have one, and you're just like, you're not getting this. And I have had people reach out to me saying, well, maybe you just need to go and do the work with her. Maybe you need to. And you're like, you have no idea.
No. Yeah. It's much, much deeper. Yeah. Much, much deeper. Mm. Oh, you're so inspirational. It's amazing to see your journey. And I'm so glad that we met all those years ago.
It's been a while.
Well, we've not yet met in person yet, but
no, we will. We
definitely will at some point. Yeah. And so your spiritual journey has obviously been a huge, a huge support for you, being able to work with your spirit guides. Did you have a spiritual connection beforehand, or has this deepened since you started this journey?
Do you know, the ironic thing is, I've been spiritual most of my life, and that is thanks to my mum.
Yeah.
Ironically, she introduced me to Louise Hay and Deepak Chopra when I was very young, and she would get me to sit and listen to guided relaxations, and so she gave me those tools.
Yeah.
Which
interesting,
I am,
isn't it? How that
is really interesting. And I am there is a lot I'm grateful to my mum for. You know, she gave me, I'd have a mainly plant-based diet. She made me passionate about the planet and animals, and been really interested in left-wing politics and kindness politics. And so she gave me a love of the arts. So I have a lot to be grateful to her for, and I am, and I don't ever deny that. And one of them is the spirituality.
Yeah.
But when I was, I had the odd spiritual experience growing up. I remember waking up once, and just at the end of my bed, I could see a shadow, but it wasn't scary in any way. I just felt this, rather than this shiver going down my spine, it came up my spine, and it was warm. And I just felt loved. I felt so loved.
Yeah.
And then when I was 19, I was actually going through a deep depression at the time. And I met an amazing spiritual teacher and healer, and she took me under her wing, and I went to her spiritual development group for years. Yeah. And it was through that she taught me some wonderful principles to work from. She gave me the best start she could have given, because she taught me to come at spirituality from love. And that means that all I've ever had is loving experiences. Yeah. There's never been any fear. It's always been love. And she taught me how to take care of myself spiritually. And through that, I realized my different people have different skills spiritually. So one of my closest friends that came with me, it's healing for her. She's just a natural healer. Yeah. For me, it was this connection with spirit guides.
Yeah.
And being able to feel their messages, and now developed a way of healing with them as well.
Yeah.
But it was through that I had some amazing, phenomenal spiritual experiences, meeting guides, passing on messages, meeting my children before they were born, found out about my husband 2 years before I met him, which meant I was looking everywhere for 2 years.
Where is he?
Yeah, but it also meant I stayed single, because I didn't put up with anything unless it was put on. So, amazing few years of learning. And then when I did meet my husband and I moved down to London and started having a life and partying and having fun, the spirituality did go to one side for a bit. Always there, though.
Yeah.
I knew it was there, and my faith never went.
Yeah.
But when I moved back up north when I was pregnant with my first, and then difficulties, my relationship with my mum got really difficult.
Yeah.
And so it started creeping back in then, because they were always there as my source of support. And when my granddad died, I always used it to connect with him and feel his connection. And then I lost my job working in my domestic violence charity I absolutely loved. But decided that was it. I'd had enough of working for charities and public sector. I'd had enough.
Yeah.
So I was going to set out on my own. And I trained as a hypnotherapist. But when you put yourself in hypnosis, if you're spiritual at all, you cannot help but spirit. Like, it just comes.
Yeah.
And so, things started kicking back into gear then. And then when lockdown came, I decided to shut my business down, just focus on my children, but knew to do that I needed to focus on me. So I give myself permission every day to come into this room. This is my therapy room that I'm sat in, and meditate, read, journal, card readings. And I started really connecting again.
And
really clear messages of reassurance around lockdown and COVID, and I started sharing them online, and it was my kind of coming out. Really am.
I love the coming out.
It was just like, my husband was a bit worried for me. He was just like, what if it scares people off working with you? What if you get bad reactions? And it was like, this is who I am, and I can't help it. And as I did, it then enabled my work to start really evolving. And then I did some work with a three principles coach, which is around Sid Banks' teaching. If you don't know it, go check it out. Michael Neal's book, The Inside Out Understanding, is fantastic. And that then took me on an even deeper spiritual exploration and into Michael Singer and Eckhart Tolle, Abraham Hicks, Anita Majani, who I absolutely adore, Wayne Dyer, absolutely adore. And I just started exploring. And so then that all started feeding into my coaching and feeding into my hypnotherapy. And I started meditating before seeing my clients and getting real guidance. And they started guiding me to actually getting people to meet their guides in hypnotherapy. And those sessions, which is one of the ones you've had. So beautiful. They're so beautiful. And then it's evolved on to past life regression, chakra cleansing. And I just get guided all the time. Oh, now we want you to try this. Now we want you
to.
There's stuff coming up now about going to healing chambers and things like that. And I'm planning on exploring life between life stuff, So it's constantly expanding and evolving.
I love that about this work as well. It's the levels, the layers, it's never ending, and there's so much to learn, and it's just a continual experience, experimenting, going with what you feel drawn to do or what you're guided to do. And it's so exciting.
It's really learning, though, to like one thing you can do is overlearn. and actually not practice what you do. So quite often I'll want to do something like I looked at a rapid eye movement treatment with a particular guy, and I didn't like the man who teached it. It was very dismissive of our stuff,
right,
which kind of got my back up, but Spirit made it really clear to me, this is not, you need to, you need to do your serene spiritual hit, because what he was doing was,
Geraldine.
Yeah. And what he was doing was kind of blocking people from their emotions, which can be useful with some traumas, but they were saying to me, this is not what you do.
Yeah.
This is not how you work. Stay focused on what you do. And I had a wonderful conversation with a spiritual hypnotherapist who was telling me all about the way he works. And Spirit have said to me, no, not yet. You will probably work with them at some point, but not right now.
You need to
focus on my serene way, because I'm working on a membership that's coming out and group work, and I need to focus there right now. So sometimes there is so much you could learn, but sometimes, you know, you work with your guides, trust them, trust your intuition, trust your higher self, your God, whatever it is for you, and connect with that and just follow that. You know, always say the best coaches you have got are not the people who are charging you lots and lots of money left, right and center, and they can be wonderful, and I've worked with a few have been absolutely awesome, but the best are your spirit guides and your own intuition.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I completely agree with you. Following what feels good and right, and checking in, and your own spiritual practice.
Yeah. And a good coach will guide you that way anyway.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Amazing. Oh, my heart is full. I love talking to you, Geraldine, and we could talk forever.
We're all day,
We could. And I'm sure that there'll be a part three of the podcast at some point.
Yeah, probably.
But thank you so much for being an amazing guest today. Would you like to just share where people can find you on social media? I will put your links in the comment box, but if there's anything that you want to share, some final words, and you're happy, then go for it.
I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, and on Facebook, and generally put Geraldine Crane in, you will find me. I think it's Geraldine Crane Serene on Instagram. The best place to really connect with me is in my Facebook group, which is Serene Spiritual and Empowered, or my website is just www.geraldinecrane.com. So I'm pretty easy to find. And soon coming is the Serene Spiritual Hub, which is where you'll be able to buy downloads, join memberships, you know, book in to have a call with me. So that's coming too. So yeah.
Lots of exciting things coming for the new year. Yeah.
It's going to be a big one.
I feel like it's going to be a big one. I feel really fired up for 2023.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you as always. It's been amazing to talk to you. And thank you to all of our listeners who have tuned in today. You can find all of Geraldine's details in the box below. Thank you, Geraldine. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care.